Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into 2 parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, my friends. Welcome in to the Eric St. Joe Podcast, the daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here. All right. I have a lot to get to today. But I'm not really sure where I should begin because I spent part of my weekend up north at Fear Bunker North. And that was absolutely incredible because I got to survey the damage to the property up north. I do have a video, audio, whatever, proof, pictures, whatnot, of what actually happened there. And I'll get to that in a second. I just sent myself the pictures, so it'll take a second. But I will say this. The property has a ton of trees down, but I think my biggest problem is merely getting rid of the trees that are on the ground, because not one of my dwellings, the old trailer and Charity Scam Mike's trailer, were damaged. They were not. And that's outstanding. And I really couldn't believe it, really, that they weren't damaged. The power pole, there's 2 power poles that are busted. So they got to, and David says, now you have sticks to pick up. Exactly. I've already planned in 2 weeks a stick picking up adventure over there in beautiful Grayling, Michigan. So I'm excited about that. It, my God, was quite a thing. Here's some of the highlights of what we're looking at. Look at all those beautiful sticks I can pick up. Trees just broke like that. If you see out there in the distance, all that whole tree line, is all those trees have busted off. That's kind of a mess. Over by my place, actually, that's one of the power poles. It looks all bent because it's cracked. They have to replace it. This is the road that normally is passable. It gives you an idea of just some of the damage. If you look closely in this image right here, that is a power line that branch has fallen on. This is the power pole at the entrance to my place, badly damaged. It's amazing that it's even up. These are all tree branches that are on power lines. These are actual power lines on the ground right there. Now, they weren't energized because everything is fucked up. Another example of a power line being down. I have this enormous maple tree that's on my property that it was about it's about 100 feet high, maybe more. And I was pissed off because an enormous branch broke off of it. I was very disappointed to see that. And it damaged the tree badly. In addition, when it fell, it didn't actually land on anything, even though it was a tremendous branch. But that thing came down and at in an absolutely perfect spot. It didn't crush anything. And it could very well have, because there was my old trailer and Charity Scam Mike's camper. And so this enormous portion of the tree is now on the ground, but it missed everything. Smitty Pack says, that is easy work for you. Many people are fucked, and dudes stay way further away than that from the power lines. Idiots will re-energize them with home generators. Wow, I didn't know that. Chris says, chainsaw party up north. Can't wait to see Maureen's Little Tykes chainsaw in action. So, literally, I just drove in, and I couldn't even make it into my property because the road was blocked. I had to walk in. And as I'm walking in, I'm just my eyes on the ground looking for power lines. And I'm looking up. Okay, those are attached. That means they're probably not. There's nothing on the ground here. Wait a minute. There's nothing attached there. Oh, my God. There's a power line there. I have no idea if they're energized or not. So as Smitty Pack says, I would just avoid and take the long way around. And then going down my driveway, actually, to the property proper, it's lines are everywhere. They haven't even gotten in to put the yellow tape down. As I was approaching the area in northern Michigan, I was seeing electrical crews from as far away as Kentucky and Tennessee. They have a central nerve center in the middle of that area of northern Michigan where they've rented out space for 1,300 energy crew workers that are there from all the states. And they're describing it, the energy company that I deal with. This is not a repair to get power on. This is a infrastructure rebuild. In any given year, they will replace 400 to 500 power poles a year just from wear and tear without ice storms happening. But up until this weekend, they had already replaced 1,000 power poles that had fallen in this 10-county disaster area. So that is that has been quite a job, with plenty more to go. They are indicating that the major areas of where this all happened, that by the end of Tuesday, they're saying that they might be back in business. And I'm like, I don't know, man. But they did indicate that the really hard living line areas won't see power then. Chris says, put the shit underground now while they... Good. Put the shit underground now while they have the chance. Smitty Pack writes, for those in the chat, I am not normally on here to get the show. Is there a way with Prime to remove the ads? That is exactly what you would do, Smitty Pack, is you'd link up your Amazon Prime account. There's a way to do that. Look, root around, and then link that bad boy up. Some of these folks might be able to help you as well with to fill in the blanks. Smitty Pack says, underground doesn't work, dude. It makes things way worse. You hear that, Chris? Well, anyway, it's not going to happen. They're putting the power poles in, and everything should be up and running. It was described, this three-day ice storm, as like a hurricane that just would not leave. That level of damage. And as I approached this area, like the radio station is in a community known as Grayling, Michigan. And there was a sign, one of those billboards that you can change a message on. It said, no gasoline available north of Grayling. So at that point, that was on... Saturday, and you know, that's a week after the storm. North of that area, having to rebuild the infrastructure and get power to these places, was making it so that gasoline was even hard to come by. But quite involved. Molly says, why is it called the HLL? David says, well, yeah, that's the hard living line, Molly. And she says, but why? Well, the HLL, Molly, is a imaginary line between there and here. And when you cross it, 99% of the people across a hard living line are poor, who are living life hard. Life is hard. And typically, they're substance abusers, and they beat their wives and have sex with their kids. That is what is known as the hard living line. And people on the wrong side of the hard living line, David says they're dirt people. Exactly. EZ, the question has been asked to me, where are these hard living lines? Well, they move, for starters, and they're everywhere. If you're driving down the road and you're like, wait a minute, there's fucking washers and dryers on the front of the front yards of these houses, and fuck, there's an old beat up 67 fucking Ford Pinto or whatever the fuck. I don't think they made those then, but whatever. You get what I'm going for. You're in a hard living line area. You got to get the fuck out of there before you get raped. You know? Donko says some hard living lines are right in the big bad cities. Exactly. You'll know it when you see it and feel it. You want to be in the territory that is not hard living line. Easy living line. Chris says, I live in a hard living line of Buffalo. I also have a reservation right next to me. All reservations qualify as hard living line areas. Don't let those casinos fool you. Yeah, some folks that are not, meet the qualifications of hard living line areas live in hard living lines or in the areas that are on the wrong side of the HLL, like Chris there. Chris does not sleep with children, nor does he have cars on blocks in the front of his house. Yet he lives with these animals. Nick, with a great question. Was there a mouse-catching update? No. I was too busy being kind of like overwhelmed with what I was seeing. So I wasn't able to do that. I wasn't able to actually have that happen where I could get a look at the mouse trap. And I regret that. It wasn't until later on that I thought about it. So in the scope of the of Fear Bunker North, well, what you see right here is this is my silver maple. This is the biggest tree I have in this valley where I live. And as you can see, it has taken a massive hit. This is the trailer. And look how close this is to the trailer. And any part of this tree could have fallen down and crushed my trailer. But in this clip right here, you can see where I lost that limb. And how far it stretches. Like, that's how much taller that tree is when that is attached. But this enormous limb came down and it landed in such a perfect spot. I mean, if you think about it, it didn't hit my old trailer. And it did not hit Charity Scam Mike's travel trailer there, which is remarkable. Any other parts of that tree could have fallen off and landed right on our shit, and we would have been fucked. But we lucked out. And now, like you said, I am faced with, I mean, look at all that firewood. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. There are so many trees down in that area. That's several hours of work there just to cut that one up. Of course, I'm getting various bits of input from family members. Like, hey, what are you going to do? And I'm like, well, I'm going to go there and clean up. Well, you better not be alone when you run that saw. And I'm like, oh, no. No, I won't be alone. Someone will be there supervising, making sure. I'm going to be alone. Come on now. Stevie says, are you going to take that tree down now? No. It probably would be a good idea to get my friends from Kuiper Tree Care to take a look. For tree risk assessment to see how much more damage there is to that tree. So I guess it's a possibility. But if all we have is that limb falling off, there's still plenty of tree there. And if it's all stable, then I'll still just keep it. It's a beautiful tree. It's been there for so long, and I'm just pissed off that it's damaged now, because when that silver maple is, its leaves are in full, you know, they've grown for the year. The canopy on that tree is absolutely incredible. Man Bun Chris says, my response to people telling me to be careful and not be alone, I'll have my Crocs, don't worry. Bob is here. He says, an example, all of the state of Ohio is a hard living line. Yeah, I get a lot of people from Michigan would suggest that, or Pennsylvania even. There are some rough parts of Ohio. There are some nice parts of Ohio. Come on now. Man Bun Chris says, people who don't have enough money or dirt to live in the hard living line go by the term Zaniac. Luke says, cancel the paintball tournament. We're all coming to do yard work. When I called my beloved dad and stepmother, my beloved stepmother, Joanne, I'm telling her about this. And first of all, I kept the rest of the crew who goes up north with us. Charity Scam Mike, his fam. My stepsister / sister Sue, her fam. And I send all the pictures, and then I call Joanne. And she goes, well, what are you going to do? I go, well, in a couple weeks, I'm going to clean it up. She goes, well, you need help. I go, well, you know. Now, in truth, I don't. But she's, like, worried about me. When you get a certain age, all you do is worry about your loved ones. All right? So if I say that I'm going to be cutting up a few logs and cleaning this mess up, she is convinced that I'll be dead. So she's like, well, you got to get help. You have to get help. What about Charity Scam Mike and Jim Marquis? And I go, well, I mean, I don't know. I didn't want to tell her no. I'm just like, okay. Yeah, you're right. But I don't want to, like, make anybody come up there. You know, I'm going to be going up Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And, I don't want to make anybody have to do that. I don't even know if there's going to be power up there at that time. Maybe there will, maybe there won't. But I've got a generator. We'll be fine. So that's, where that all went. Now, prior to going to, and by the way, I'm driving in, and the road to get to my driveway is blocked. I can't even get to my driveway, and there's trees down, and there's a car there, and I don't even know who that belongs to. So I park next to that guy, walk in, and then when I'm leaving, I'm walking back, and then out of nowhere, there's this guy, and he's like my, I guess the son of my neighbor who lives down the street, and we had a good talk, and I was a little bit concerned because if you see people in that part of the area, there's a chance they might be a rapist or a murderer or something. So I got my hand on my pistol the whole time thinking, oh my God. It worked out though. Man Bun Chris says, don't look at the neighbor's car or the driveway or they'll shoot you. And that's exactly right. This guy, though, was in the road, clearing the road. So it was okay to speak to him. If he's in his driveway, you barely want to look at the guy. And you sure as shit better not walk up somebody's driveway. Every place has a sign that says property protected by like Smith and Wesson. And you can see like the barrel of a gun on the sign. This is the type of place where they probably have like trail cams everywhere and it alerts them. And then even if they're like 100 miles away, if you're in their on their driveway, they'll just drive up and shoot you. And then when the cops come to clean up the mess, they'll say, "What happened?" "Well, his foot touched my driveway 3 hours ago. So I shot him." "Okay, no problem." Nick says that they have signs that says, "We don't dial 911. Up there, we don't even have 911. It's lawless. It's like that show, Yellowstone. You just kill them. You just shoot them dead and dig a hole and throw them in there. No one ever sees them again. Half the families up there have been, had like five people murdered. Prior to that, I was at Q100. This radio station is like no other radio station that exists. It's actually a staff. The amount of people that work at Q100 to operate one radio station is more than the amount of staff that iHeart Grand Rapids has to operate six radio stations. Think about that. For this event, we were drafting our drummers for the Tournament of Rock. Four members of the air staff, including your old pal EZ, we draft a drummer for each round of the draft. And then, starting on Thursday, you'll have one drummer taking on another drummer, and then the audience votes as to who is the better drummer. At the end of the day, a winner of that bracket is determined, and the winner advances, and the loser goes home. Now, I had the third pick in the draft of four. JC picked Keith Moon, which is a huge mistake because he should have picked Neil Peart from Rush. Joe Mama picked Neil Peart, but she said his name wrong. She said Neil Peart. And I go, "That's not a, how can you draft him and not even say his name right?" I went with John Bonham in the first round. Some of my drummers, you won't know the names of because, I don't know. Then I picked second round, Charlie Watts from the Rolling Stones. My third round pick was Bill Ward from Black Sabbath. My fourth round pick was Roger Earl from Foghat. Fool for the city! My fifth round pick was Taylor Hawkins, the late Taylor Hawkins. My sixth-round pick was Don Brewer out of Flint, Michigan, from Grand Funk Railroad and the Silver Bullet Band. My seventh-round pick was Roger Taylor from Queen, and my eighth-round pick was Max Weinberg from the E Street Band. Man Bun Chris says no Larry Mullen Jr. I don't know who that is. Is that, is he from U2? Branjo says somebody should have scooped up Danny Carey from Tool. Someone did. Joe Mama picked that idiot who sucks. And Carter Buford from Dave Matthews Band was also drafted. I'm not sure who by. Chris in Buffalo says Stuart Copeland would have been a banger. He was drafted. I don't like Tool at all. So that's why I think Danny Carey sucks. I'd never heard of him until Saturday. The only thing I know about the band Tool is, one, they suck, and two, the lead singer's name is Maynard, and three, he's a dick and no one likes him. Chris says, what happens after you pick them? It sounds like a hype train. Well, yeah, then they, you know, after they're matched up, each drummer is paired with an audience member. If that drummer wins that round, the audience member and the drummer advances. Last one standing of 32 wins like a ton of money. That's how it works. Ben says, what about Travis Barker? Yeah, Travis Barker was drafted. Joe Mama drafted Travis Barker. Adam says, is this like the guitarist draft from last year? It is. Man Bun Chris says, the winner gets power restored. It is time to update the Fat-a-thon. Aaron sends an email. He says, yo, EZ, I'm right now watching the stream, which is a rare occasion for me. Then he says, you put on a great show. Well, thank you. I just have a question. When my Mastiff passed away, which was the worst fucking thing ever, my wife told me she will support me no matter which type of dog that I bring home. She does not want a Mastiff for various reasons, and man, I love them. It is super hard to lose them every 5 to 7 years, though. That being said, another type of massive personality is the English Bulldog. I am just curious if you know people in West Michigan that breeds them ethically. The Mastiff personality is unreal, and it is hard to live without one, but there are pros and cons, of course. So I think I may dabble in the bulldog realm. From what I've seen, they have a huge personality. My rescue garbage can dog is going to need a friend in the near future. Hope all is well, and thank you. Well, I can go by the one who we purchased Darla from, but I don't know if that was a one-off thing. So I guess, to answer your question, not off the top of my head do I know of a reputable bulldog breeder.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
By the way, they don't live that long as well, bulldogs, just so you know. If you get 8 years, you're like, uh-oh, I'm getting close. That's just something to think about. Nikki is checking in with her Fat-a-thon update. Last week, she was at 246.2. There was a lot of trash talking as myself and Jeremy were beating up the women for not having as strong of a week as we did, because men are better than chicks. Nikki was at 246.2. She is now at 244.5. She lost 1.7 pounds. That is outstanding. And let's see. That means she was at 21.4 pounds lost. That means she is down 23.1 pounds in 11 weeks. Outstanding. Rebecca. She is also down. She was at 284.6. She's now at 283.3 for a healthy 1.3 pounds lost. She's down 11.3 pounds also in 11 weeks. EZ, I was at 182. I'm at 181. I lost one. I've lost 4 pounds in 5 weeks. Make sure that number. Yes. The fat on the blubber is going to Jeremy, who lost 3.5 pounds. He was at 254.6. He is now at 251.1, which means he has lost 84.2 pounds in 30 weeks. Wow. Really great. He says that next week he should be under 250, and it has been 22 years since that was his weight. Just to think that 30 weeks ago, you weighed 335.3 pounds, and now you're at 251.1. I am really anxious to hear how it goes when you see your physician. That will be quite a surprise for your doctor. I don't know if you've actually been in to see him or how that's going, but I would love to get your story of how it unfolds when you actually go in to see the doctor. So congrats on Star on the Blubber. Amanda did not do well. Now, this is 2 weeks in a row. What was her comment? I have had a bad case of the fuckets this past week. Ready? Hi, Pooh Bear. You're leaving me? Where do you go now? I'm going to see pals. We have to take Madison's car to Irvine's today. A little later on.
Okay, I have to work at 5, so.
Say hi to everybody on here. You're on camera.
Yeah, I'll be back.
All right, see you around. What time do you think you'll be home?
Probably around 2-ish.
Okay. All right, sounds good. Bye-bye. Where are all the pooches? We can't have her running around. We got to either bring her in here and then, but there's a risk she might lose her mind. Why don't you let those two outside, please, and then just kind of put them in their little kennels. And then I need this door closed because you love me so much. Pooh Bear? Oh. Ben Glay says, I should join Fat Fucks. I've gone from 226 to 216 in the past month. Jeremy says, I should probably make an appointment to see the doctor soon just to get blood work done and see how much my numbers have dropped. Yeah, it's going to be great, man. Smitty Pack, which is Aaron, I believe, says, Jeremy's crank is probably 3 inches longer. Got to put that thing to work, man. Ugh. All right. Yeah, Amanda, she wrote bad case of the fuckets, and then she wrote, I'm looking ready to get back on track. She's doing mad gains. Last week, she was up 2. This week, she's up 1.8. She's going in the wrong direction. She had been 2 weeks ago. She was down to 23.5 pounds lost. Now she's gone to 19.7 pounds lost, going in the wrong direction. So 295 and is inching her way literally back up towards 300. 296.8. Oh, God. At this rate, you're kind of like reminding me of our old pal who used to be on the show here, enjoying it regularly, who kind of just started to float up the other way, and then the next thing you know, just kind of like threw in the towel, and now, who knows? Yeah, you don't want that. You're going to have to turn this around, Amanda. Come on now. Time's a-wasting. You know, you're not a spring chicken anymore. You got to put in the work. I mean, look no further than Jeremy. You know, he has, this hasn't been easy for him. And he's done this in 30 weeks after he found out that he was so not a man that his significant other cheated on him. And then his father passed away, and then his dog died, but yet he's been a machine. So you need to look no further for motivation than him. But unless you just want to basically wave the white towel, or in your case, giant bed sheet, and admit that you just don't have the right stuff to do this. I'm thinking that that might be the case. You are in over your head. In fact, you might as well just eat everything in the fridge and freezer right now. You can spend the day today eating all the cookie dough. All the keto cookie dough. My God. Man Bun Chris, talking about Jeremy, says your doctor won't recognize you at first glance. Jeremy says if she doesn't go down in weight next week, the white granny panties are flying in the air. No, let me tell you this. If she does not go down in weight next week, she's out. The commissioner is ruling. If you are not down next week, we are kicking you out. We're not wasting time with has-beens who just basically are giving no effort whatsoever. So you have that many days to unfuck yourself and get back after it. If not, you're gone. We're throwing you out. How would you like to be in a spot where you're such a pile of shit, you're thrown out of a weight loss group? God damn it. Man Bun Chris says, geez, no suspension, just straight to blackball. Oh, yeah. We do not fuck around here. All right. Enough of this. Over the weekend, I was tipped off that that my friends on Who Are These Podcasts they played another voicemail from that guy who's pissed off about me making a crack that wrestlers are dumb. College wrestlers are dumb. They remind me of the types who go into the military. And that was all it took to get this guy spinning out. Now, I have an update for you. But just so you know, when I said this on Who Are These Broadcasters, this guy went and left a voicemail for Carl from Who Are These Podcasts, who is the big cheese behind the whole organization. And this guy thought that he could, like, I don't know, he wanted me to, like, say I'm sorry. He even paid $2 for a super chat that said, I need him to apologize, which is embarrassing. So I'm going to play you that one more time. This is that moment.
Not going to be corny at all, Carl. And you can put this on whichever show you want, WATP, Who Are These Socials, whatever. But you need to fire Eric Zane. And I mean fire him off your entire network because of what he said today about the military. And his flippant remarks, which dishonored the men and women who have died for our freedom. Okay? I usually am not a Karen. I usually am not offended easily. But given the chance to even apologize, he just basically flipped us the bird. So I'm done. I'm not done with you, but I'm done with him. And I may be done with you if you don't do something about him. Okay. It's not a threat. It's just basically, I think you need to know how people feel. Thanks a lot, Carl.
All right. Bye. Well, it's how you feel. And it is a threat. Look, this is a perfect example of I love everything that's hilarious. Make fun of whatever you want. But if you say something that I don't like, then, oh, my God, everybody has to be fired. Holy shit. We need to take it all seriously. Yeah, you know, come on now. Like, I have any beef with real wrestlers or the military? Of course not. Only an asshole would feel that way. That's the point. My job is to say stupid shit like that. Well, the last week, WATB, I went on there and I said, yeah, let me amend that. When I said that people in the military are dumb, I was referring to people like Chris Kyle and Pat Tillman and, you know, the guys who stormed the beaches of Normandy, which obviously I'm doing that because I know this guy's going to hear it. Okay. Now, no one else is making a big stink about this because everybody is smart enough to know that I'm just fucking around. I don't really feel that way. And I don't even like saying that, by the way, because it takes away the mystique of what the fuck I'm trying to do. But I guess this guy wanted himself to be heard again on Who Are These Podcasts. And I have that clip for you. This is the latest. And Jeremy sent this along. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate this.
When you're an audio listener to WATP.
Well, Carl, I appreciate that my voicemail was played. And yes, I appreciate good humor. Yes, I appreciate satire. Yes, I appreciate all that stuff. But I'm done. I'm done with your entire network. And the reason I'm done with your entire network was the fact that Zane couldn't at least, Eric Zane, okay, couldn't at least say, hey, listen, I overstepped the line. I was trying to be funny. I guess I wasn't. That was it. Okay? He's a pompous, liberal ass cunt. Okay? I'm done with your entire network unless you come out and say something official. I know you said something at the beginning of,
Something official, as in hear ye, hear ye.
Are these podcasts on last Wednesday? But I need, last Saturday. You know what I mean. I need far, far, far more than that. I need you to really say, hey, listen, Zane was wrong. He needs to be reprimanded. He needs to be fired. It seems you're not going to do that. So fine. okay? But do something.
I don't negotiate with terrorists, sir. So this person was very upset with Eric Zane saying that people in the military are dumb. And he called back again.
Hey, Carl, it's me again about Zane. I called the VFW, the American Legion, and a few other veteran groups last night. And they're ready to really, really, really lower the boom on him. Not so much you, but him. But tell you what, I'll make you a deal.
Okay.
Okay? You do the creep off, not this week, because I'm sure you've already done preparations for this week. But next week, on the creepiest guy on your podcast network, you do Zane, and you do him, and I mean really lambast him, and I'll back off of all of this. I think that is a good compromise. Fine. Everybody wants to say, oh, he's just joking, even though he made fun of the guys who died on the beaches of Normandy and everything else. Oh, by the way, that went over really well with the VFW, okay? But I will back off of all of this, and so will they, if simply you do that. And I don't mean just, you know, phone it in. I mean,
wow.
Really, really, really blast the motherfucker. Okay, thank you.
If we're doing creepiest person on my network, I'm taking Vinny. I'm not taking Eric Zane.
Yeah, you guys would both pick each other.
Yeah, right.
For sure.
Eric Zane would be in the top three, I think. I think it's definitely possible. This guy's joking, right? He's not really calling VFWs and trying to be more angry with Eric Zane.
I don't know. That was a long voicemail. I think he's serious.
I would like to hear the voicemails from the VFWs.
I mean, that if that's true, that's Stuttering John behavior.
Oh, yeah.
Reach out to LGBT communities and or what organizations being like,
let's get them.
Yeah, right. Like, okay. They don't need to know about any of this stuff.
Hey, Carl.
Okay. A perfect way to squelch all of this is to have that type of reaction. Now, you all know me. I'm sure I'll just bite my tongue and not poke the bear any further after that. I especially like, I called the VFW and they're going to quote unquote lower the boom. All right, I'm not exactly sure. I've heard that term. Hey, I'm going to lower the boom. But what exactly is involved when one lowers the boom? Chris brings up a good point. Like, did you call all the VFWs? Because that's a lot. Or did you just call, like, your local one? Or is there maybe one that's in charge of all of them? You might as well just call the president. That would be easier. He could probably spread the word on your behalf. Excuse me. So, Jeremy, thank you very much. He says, I heard this at like 11:30 p.m. on my way back from South Carolina. I had to pull over and listen to it about 500 times. And then there was a comment that when you string together obscenities like that, Man Bun Chris. When you start throwing random swear words together, that's when you know they're really mad. On that first one, when he calls me a liberal or whatever the hell, that one made me laugh the most.
When you're an audio listener to WATP.
I want to hear that part again.
Well, Carl, I appreciate that my voicemail was played. And yes, I appreciate good humor. Yes, I appreciate satire. Yes, I appreciate all that stuff. But I'm done. I'm done with your entire network. Oh, and the reason I'm done with your entire network was the fact that Zane couldn't at least, Eric Zane, okay, couldn't at least say, hey, listen, I overstepped the line. I was trying to be funny. I guess I wasn't. That was it. Okay? He's a pompous, liberal-ass cunt. Okay, I'm done with your entire network unless you come out and say
a pompous liberal ass cunt.
That was it. Okay. He's a pompous liberal ass cunt. Okay.
Okay. I am so happy right now. And I don't know what that says about me. But am I the only one who gets great joy when someone is this affected by something as silly as this? I don't laugh easily, all right? But and I've said that many times, but God damn, did I laugh at this. Holy shit. Oh. Man, did that make me laugh. Whew. Jeremy says, I think this should be the new intro to the Easy Show podcast. Smitty says, I really need that guy's email. No, no, we don't want to do that. We want to keep doing it. I mean, I've had so much success getting under this guy's skin. And I get so much joy when I know I'm affecting someone, when I know I'm annoying them. That is, to me, as valuable as money to make me feel good. Money always, who doesn't feel good when they get money, when they earn money? But I get the same amount of feel-good chemicals flooding my brain when I have had success doing what I did to that guy. My God, does that make me laugh. Shit. Man Bun Chris says that, and huge reading your dirt people post. Yes, that was a good one too. That one I got because I know that I made him laugh. I don't know. One and one A. If I can get a reaction out of somebody and I'm witnessing something that flew out of my mouth and I'm getting a reaction, fuck yes. All day. Guilty. So I said to Carl, I go, all right, why don't we do this? And I've put the challenge out there. I have challenged that guy to a fist fight. I don't know who he is, but Carl said, yes, September 12th, he wants me to fight that guy in Detroit at the Magic Bag. That is our annual get-together, sold-out crowd, sells out every year, been doing it for years. 500 fucking people there crammed into this place. We're on stage. We'll have a ring set up. And I said to Carl, I will fight that guy bare knuckle, no rules. I am willingly putting myself out there for it. And I said, it can be one of those brawls where every minute people are throwing in more weapons into the ring. Further, I said, I challenge all members of a representative from every war that is still alive. I will fight you at that event. So if we get a world war, and the only catch is they have to have had a limb blown off. All right. So World War II vet, I don't know if we can find a currently living World War II vet who has a limb blown off. But if we can, I will fight that guy. And then we're going to go to the Korean conflict. Again, arm or leg or all arms or all legs or no limbs. I don't care. At least one limb blown off. Korean conflict. Vietnam. That's three. The first Gulf War. That's four. And then I guess Afghanistan and Iraq. That would be five. I will fight people who have had limbs blown off at the Detroit Magic Bag show in September, and then the final fight will be against that guy. Okay, let's settle it like men. Not children demanding that people get fired. In the meantime, I'm going to have fun playing that clip about 100 more times.
Okay, I'm done with it. That was it. Okay, Eric Zane. Okay, can at least say, hey, listen, I overstepped the line. I was trying to be funny. I guess I wasn't. That was it. Okay, he's a.
I like how he's saying how I should have apologized.
Pompous liberal ass cunt.
Thank you for the reminder, Bob. I am off to do the Q100 staff meeting. I would have forgotten. I'll leave you with this. Aaron writes, I am a veteran. I am happy to tell everyone I am a veteran. Christian Megan Kelly should probably blow me. I am not a teacher, nor do I do CrossFit, so I guess I am only like one-third of a Karen. Bob says, will you be back around 11:40-ish? Yes, sir. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.